Dear Ryan White comments at HRSA.gov, the United States of America. I protest that accountability processes for the Ryan White Care Act non-profit AIDS services organizations has extremely failed. Match Media subjects hash to huge fail. Definition: the universal standards of care are the minimum requirements that service providers are expected to meet when providing Ryan White funded HIV/AIDS care and services. The standards of care establish the minimum standards intended to help service providers meet the needs of their clients. I am on a lifetime ban from Foothill AIDS Project in the hometown of San Bernardino. Although there has been staff changes at that office, and a recent reversal of a very scathing statement regarding the agency lasting on Google reviews by one of the members of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council. Link to direct Google reviews URL. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 North Arrowhead Avenue, Suite A-B, San Bernardino, California. 3.0. 2 reviews. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide. 1 review. 11 months ago. About 6 years or more. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. My Google review is lengthy but very valid. This is flagged and showing as a private review. Far from that. Foothill AIDS Project. James Driscoll. Local Guide Middle Dot 2 Reviews Middle Dot 3 Photos. 2 years ago. I attempted to get assistance from FAP during this interface time back again homeless. I am homeless here in my hometown of San Bernardino from an 11-month hate and harassment campaign conducted by the leadership directors of the Colorado Health Network in Denver, Colorado. This is where I attempted to create a startup project of an adult school of consent practices as a community resource. When I moved into HIV residency, I told the building manager that I was wanting to create a community space. Anyway, in my first attempt to interface with FAP since I came back, they would not incorporate my need to report and place the evidence that I have been targeted by a hate group. I attempted this with, of course, having to deal with new doctors, new treatments, new case management scheduling, etc. It was more than enough when I could not get a letter that was written in 2007 by then FAP Mental Health Director Dr. Howard Newsom. In that letter from 2007, what was the exact same thing that happened in Oakland and Denver? The letter is on file here. http://google-reviews.foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net web mace space container location of the etgrotwap network dash used in btop/reconciliation binding considered temporary affix to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash mark twain plus slash mental health advocacy lethargin 2007.jpg. In this letter from 2007, Dr. Howard concludes, however, I, Dr. Howard, believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he, James Driscoll, wants an absolution of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status. That was relating to Oakland, California in 2005, and the very exact similar conditions that drove hate into a tenancy collapse in Oakland was experienced in Denver 2016/2017. The end game of this targeted action against me was to remove my influence from the local HIV community. Further, it would not become apparent who the persons involved in the source of this hate target campaign against me was until after my filed eviction November 2016. It would only become apparent later in that next year by two factors to include the reporting that appeared against Colorado Health Network posted as negative Outlook employee reviews on Glassdoor. These started to appear on July 28, 2017, about 2 weeks after I had to leave the Denver area back to my hometown. And now we have these issues cropping up in a different Ryan White Care Act servicing region. More to the point, the mental health director that was from 2007 is no longer under head of that department and now is run by some other person, less credentialed than a PhD. I attempted twice to interface with this story and the mental health advocacy letter written from 2007 inclusive of my case management. Nothing worked. I had to walk away, as the other Google reviewer here suggests, from my interface to this agency because of loss of confidence and loss of trust that anything constructive can be done in my case. My case manager placed me on a housing interview to a resource that I did not qualify for. I have been living with family care as a refugee status from haters that will not stop their hate on me. My case manager deceived me in three critical cause of concerns. http://dr-eric-tamami-shigenetic-fucked-up-human.net webmay-space-container-location-of-the-at-grut-web-network-used-in-patop-op-slash-reconciliation-binding considered temporary affixed to named identities-your response of responsibility is expected-silence is not accepted-quote the truth hurts but silence kills-mark twain plus/vitals.com-redf/ Opening that Dr. Vital's review page, there is a reference to the review that is on this page. The issue is interlocked. At grewup.net Great Reasons This Will Unite Peace April 30, 2025. The previous email sent as a spoken voice narrative audio media for greater impact. Would you please play back this audio file? https://webdomains.realloophuman.net/rsa.gov/dear-ryan-white-comments-at-prsa.gov.ogg I am on a lifetime ban against having a proper balanced interface with doctors and agencies. I am not the only one. On Glassdoor is where these abuses of accountability are hemorrhaging. https://webdomains.realloophuman.net/glassdoor.com/letter-of-a-conspiracy-exposed.mp3 https://webdomains.realloophuman.net/glassdoor.com/of-aids-services-organizations-employee-review/ Please review the Glassdoor findings local region to region of several AIDS services organizations, especially Colorado Health Network. Tell me where my I am wrong in these assertions and deductive logic reasoning. A conspiracy. index://glassdoor.com/of-aids-services-organizations-employee-reviews Icon name last modified size description. Parenter, parent directory dash. Match media subjects hashtag urgent address 911-2-barascobama.fuckeduphuman.net webmay space container location of the at grut web network dash used in patop op slash reconciliation binding considered temporary affix to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash mark twain plus slash 2019-06-06-1231- Match media subjects hashtag persons.fuckeduphuman.net webmay space container location of the at grut web network dash used in patop op slash reconciliation binding considered temporary affix to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash mark twain plus dash sergeant.lanier.joseph.rogers.3-sam-bernardino-police-department/2019-10-2117-52- AIDS Project Los Angeles reviews-PG1-phyla/2018-01-22123- AIDS Project Los Angeles reviews-PG2-phyla/2018-01-22125- AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG1-phyla/2018-01-22126- Dr. AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG2-2018-01-22127- Dr. Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca/2018-10-25321- Dr. Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor_Phylas/2018-06-02219- Dr. Colorado Health Network Reviews Glassdoor_Phylas/2020-01-27732- Dr. Desert AIDS Project Reviews _Glassdoor_Phylas/2018-01-22130- Dr. Foothill AIDS Project Reviews _Glassdoor_Phylas/2018-01-22131- Dr. Gmail-Building New Commitments of Match Media Subjects #SocialTrust in Our Communities _Phylas/2018-08-03614- Dr. Gmail-When Ryan White Act Social Service Agencies Are Being Reviewed on Glassdoor_Phylas/2018-12-01306- Dr. South Beach AIDS Project Reviews _Glassdoor_Phylas/2018-01-22133- Dr. To Dr. Phil Show Letter of a Match Media Subjects #Conspiracy Exposed_Phylas/2018-03-212040- ING Match Media Subjects #Conspiracy Exposed Terminatus SAP-CHN.PNG 2018-08-03132-12178K ING Match Media Subjects #Conspiracy Exposed Terminatus SAP.PNG 2018-08-05038-63K Text Access AIDS Care Reviews _Glassdoor.HTML 2019-06-235582-226K Text ACT Reviews _Glassdoor.HTML 2019-06-235572-282K Text AIDS Arms Reviews _Glassdoor.HTML 2019-06-235574-K Text AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews -PG1.HTM 2018-01-22118-317K Text AIDS Project Los Angeles Reviews -PG2.HTM 2018-01-22118-233K Text AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG1.HTM 2018-01-22116-303K Text AIDS-Service-Center-NYC-Reviews-PG2.HTM 2018-01-22116-221K Text Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.ca.html 2019-06-1521-08186K Text Cascade AIDS Project Reviews Glassdoor.html 2018-06-01937-327K Text cascadeaidsproject.html 2018-10-17148415 cascadeaidsproject.ogg2018-07-2823441.5m ING cascade-shades-project-review-rvw804197-8 PNG 2018-07-2823-26247K ING Cascade AIDS Project-Systemic Problem.PNG 2018-10-25355-255K ING Cascade AIDS Project-Systemic Problem 2.PNG 2018-10-301343-265K ing, Colorado Health Network reviews underscore glassdoor-stayaway.png 2018-11-066024 2K. Colorado Health Network reviews underscore glassdoor.pdf 2020-01-28054 1.1m. Text, Desert AIDS Project reviews underscore glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22117258k. ING, Desert AIDS Project-Review-Abbey-Integrity-Goalsware.png 2018-05-10-1500-hours-95k. Text, Foothill AIDS Project Reviews underscore glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22119252k. SND, Glassdoor-Employee-Reviews-FoothillAIDSProject.mp3 2017-12-31-1713-3.0m. Text, gmail-building-new-commitments-of-match-media-subjects hashtag social trust in our communities. HTML 2018-08-03417153k. Text, gmail-when Ryan White Act social service agencies are being reviewed on glassdoor.htm 2018-12-02348157k. Gmail-when Ryan White Act social service agencies are being reviewed on glassdoor.ogg 2018-12-01245-6.1m. SND, introduction underscore to underscore web underscore media underscore to underscore merits underscore tana dot mp3 2017-12-31183217m. Text, letter off a conspiracy exposed dot html 2020-01-19-1257-3.1k. SND, letter off a conspiracy exposed dot mp3 2018-01-22334.48m. ING, QR-Colorado Health Network reviews glassdoor-layout.jpg 2018-10-3545-358k. ING, QR-Colorado Health Network reviews glassdoor.jpg 2017-11-01347-93k. Text, South Beach AIDS Project reviews underscore glassdoor.htm 2018-01-22115234k. Text, to Dr. Phil show letter of a match media subjects hashed conspiracy exposed.htm 2018-01-22353882k. SND, Glassdoor-New York AIDS Service Center.mp3 2018-01-21-2336-4.1m. HTTPS www.glassdoor.com reviews employee-review.ogg 2018-06-2713-46886k. https://webdomains.realophuman.net/glassdoor.com/av-aids-services-organizations-employee-review/cascade-aids-project-reviews-glassdoor.ca.html 2020-01-27729339k. That link has a spoken voice narrative embedded media on the page. Here is that review from Cascade AIDS Project that many of the reviews research nationwide have. Similar themes. The 22nd of September, 2015 helpful, 4. Disappointment and mendacity. ********. Farmer employee-not safe to disclose in Portland, OR, US. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. CEO. I worked at Cascade AIDS Project full-time, more than a year. Pros. The community members living with HIV are some of the most dynamic and resilient people you may ever meet. Working with those who are still suffering profoundly impacts you deeply and personally. CAP has a mostly young vibe and the work is interesting due to its complex nature. Downtown location is convenient. Cons. Management is hostile to the union-represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction, and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership, and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years, most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. Cap-treated. HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, an act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. Show less. Advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore, it's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center, then so be it, but do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV+ leaders or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public health care model that delivers incompetent care. The community does not need public health zombies, we have them already. We also do not need tokenized minorities to cover for the heteronormative, white, middle-class faux professionalism that is the root of the HIV pandemic to begin with, and abundantly present in CAP management's ranks. There is a big problem when the public adores you and your clients and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. That amount sums up this citizen's complaint of dissension. Please respond that a human care has looked comprehensively into the matter as well as provide a peace and reconciliation method to return my interfaces to my local AIDS service agencies no matter which agency I choose to have a choice of where to live I. This country or a foreign country is mine to ponder. Please help me. Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll. 462 San Felipe Road. San Bernardino, CA 92408. Cell 909-488-5650. On Wednesday, April 30, 2025, 5:27 p.m. Real Up Human. Net realloophuman.net at gmail.com wrote, Dear Ryan White, comments at HRSA.gov, the United States of America. I protest that accountability processes for the Ryan White Care Act non-profit AIDS services organizations has had extremely failed. Match media subjects hash to huge fail. Definition, the universal standards of care are the minimum requirements that service providers are expected to meet when providing Ryan White funded HIV/AIDS care and services. The standards of care establish the minimum standards intended to help service providers meet the needs of their clients. I am on a lifetime ban from Foothill AIDS Project in the hometown of San Bernardino. Although there has been staff changes at that office, and a recent reversal of a very scathing statement regarding the agency lasting on Google reviews by one of the members of the Inland Empire. HIV Planning Council. Link to direct Google reviews URL. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 North Arrowhead Avenue, Suite A-B, San Bernardino, California, 3.0. 2 reviews. Aaron Jacobson. Local guide. 1 review. 11 months ago. About 6 years or more. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. My Google review is lengthy but very valid. This is flagged and showing as a private review. Far from that. Foothill AIDS Project. James Driscoll. Local guide middle.2 reviews middle.3 photos. 2 years ago. I attempted to get assistance from FAP during this interface time back again homeless. I am homeless here in my hometown of San Bernardino from an 11-month hate and harassment campaign conducted by the leadership directors of the Colorado Health Network in Denver, Colorado. This is where I attempted to create a startup project of an adult school of consent practices as a community resource. When I moved into HIV residency, I told the building manager that I was wanting to create a community space. Anyway, in my first attempt to interface with FAP since I came back, they would not incorporate my need to report and place the evidence that I have been targeted by a hate group. I attempted this with, of course, having to deal with new doctors, new treatments, new case management scheduling, etc. It was more than enough when I could not get a letter that was written in 2007 by then FAP Mental Health Director Dr. Howard Newsom. In that letter from 2007, what was the exact same thing that happened in Oakland and Denver? The letter is on file here. http://google-reviews.foodlaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net webmaspace-container-location of the etgrotwap network-used in btop/reconciliation-binding considered temporary affix to named identities-your response of responsibility is expected-silence is not accepted-quote the truth hurts but silence kills-Mark Twain plus/mental health advocacy letterge in 2007.jpg. In this letter from 2007, Dr. Howard concludes, "However, I, Dr. Howard, believe that until there is an appropriate resolution, he, James Driscoll, wants an absolution of his housing conflicts, he will remain in a vulnerable state regarding his overall HIV and mental health status." That was relating to Oakland, California in 2005, and the very exact similar conditions that drove hate into a tenancy collapse in Oakland was experienced in Denver 2016-2017. The endgame of this targeted action against me was to remove my influence from the local HIV community. Further, it would not become apparent who the persons involved in the source of this hate target campaign against me was until after my filed eviction November 2016. It would only become apparent later in that next year by two factors to include the reporting that appeared against Colorado Health Network posted as negative Outlook employee reviews on Glassdoor. These started to appear on July 28, 2017, about 2 weeks after I had to leave the Denver area back to my hometown. And now we have these issues cropping up in a different Ryan White Care Act servicing region. More to the point, the mental health director that was from 2007 is no longer under head of that department and now is run by some other person, less credentialed than a PhD. I attempted twice to interface with this story and the mental health advocacy letter written from 2007 inclusive of my case management. Nothing worked. I had to walk away, as the other Google reviewer here suggests, from my interface to this agency, because of loss of confidence and loss of trust that anything constructive can be done in my case. My case manager placed me on a housing interview to a resource that I did not qualify for. I have been living with family care as a refugee status from haters that will not stop their hate on me. My case manager deceived me in three critical cause of concerns. C. http://dr-eric-tamami-shigenetic-fucked-up-human.net web mace space container location of the etgrotwap network dash used in btop/reconciliation binding considered temporary affixed to named identities dash your response of responsibility is expected dash silence is not accepted dash quote the truth hurts but silence kills dash mark twain plus slash vitals.com-redf/ Opening that Dr. Vital's review page, there is a reference to the review that is on this page. The issue is interlocked,